After Buzzers, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about episode 8, A Woman's Work. We get some weird, maybe we trust them, maybe we don't, alliances. Fred is back. We get some is the baby okay moments. And our news later, we're going to talk about some crew inside scoop about some of the choices on the show, as well as UK celebrating their centennial of the women's right to vote. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So smooth,
wow.
Right?
So not like the show.
And nothing's easy in this world. No way. This is a Handmaid's Tale After Show, episode 8, A Woman's Work. Oh my goodness. This show just keeps getting more and more complicated and interesting. My name is Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my awesome panel.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers, and the women were working in this episode. Fair title.
My nerves were working.
Yeah. On overtime.
Oh my gosh. And I'm Takira Shabre. I had some WTF moments. I was okay. Like, oh heck no.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll talk about those.
Well, that kind of ties in. So initial yes. Thoughts on this episode?
Oh, this was a shivers episode for me.
Okay.
We'll get into the doctor moment later in the episode, but I think that was the biggest moment for me where I was like, and the goosebumps. And I was like, why am I crying? And I am just loving Serena, the actress that plays Serena. I can't pronounce her last name, but she is wonderful. And I'm just really enjoying watching her every little tick and move.
Oh. It's interesting because we talk about her of like, do we trust her or not? Do we like her or not? And like, we have this as a live video, so if you're watching it live, please join us in the live chat. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. We've had a lot of comments. People are like, how do you trust her?
How dare you?
I know, but that makes the show so good.
She's complicated. Like,
yeah. No, I don't trust her, but I feel for her a little bit here and there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, And Takira, yes. Initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts was definitely emotional roller coaster, and a lot of it comes from Serena, so I definitely agree with you. Like, her skill of just... You know, the whole do we trust or do we not? Mm-hmm. And then going from, oh, touching to, to, oh, heck no, to, oh my gosh, yay. Like, it was so much. Yeah, it was so much.
It's like if you write a bunch of emojis. Like,
right, exactly.
Happy face, sad face, angry face. Ugh. It's all.
It's so funny. It's so funny because, you know, they say women are emotional creatures. And so I feel like it was literally a woman's work. It was the work of our emotional roller coaster in one episode.
We're okay to express all the emotions. That's what it
is.
We're okay. Like, yes.
Exactly. Men, it's okay for you too.
Fred. Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Fred, exactly. That makes
something
it better.
Else.
Right?
Just creepy!
Yes. So the beginning opens, they're still working, and it's kind of the quote-unquote new normal, which is like, do we want to get comfortable with this? They're working at night. And I like how June kind of tries to open up to Serena, like, oh, do you miss working? Because clearly she does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's have chit-chat.
Yes. But she won't admit it, but she does, I truly detest knitting, which was kind of funny.
It was.
She's like, oh,
yeah, but she says it in such a monotone way, and that's why she's such a brilliant actress.
Yeah.
Because I was like, the way June bites with her comments, like, mm-hmm. she has a very monotone way of biting with her comments, so that was cool.
I feel, though, that's her way of going, yes, I miss working so much, but I can't admit it to you.
But the Lord.
Right. She was like, I'm treading softly, I don't know if I should tell you that I miss knitting, so this is me monotonely telling you that I miss knitting, because I don't really know if I can agree with you.
Yeah.
It was like that, literally that monotone. Like, oh, okay. Yes.
And then June, though, going even more the extra mile, and she points out, like, Serena's a good writer, so.
That was nice.
Serena's
was nice,
the bigger
June.
Person.
Yeah.
They're kind of having this nice kind of girl time, and they kind of comment, June has her inner thought, like, oh, you know, if this had been a different world, they maybe could have been colleagues. And yes, there's obviously so much more about this couple, that, you know, they obviously won't ever be the same kind of friends or anything like that, but they're still having girl time. But obviously gets interrupted when Serena's like, Fred's coming back. It's like, oh, record
like
scratch.
The air deflated out of the room. It was like, man,
party's over. Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
June's like, oh, man.
She literally was like, praise be.
I love their, like, new Thelma and Louise moments, though.
Yeah.
That's so what it reminded me of. Like, okay, Thelma and Louise bonding. But then, you know, they also killed a couple people. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is kind of.
But we don't even talk about that.
But Fred comes back and kicks Serena out of the space, which I kind of really enjoyed because she's being like, oh, well, I'm superior to June. And it's like, guess what, girl? You get you don't get a play, too.
I love that he was like, with his hand, you know, like come to me. And then he just let her
out. Yeah. Every time I feel like Fred is, I mean, kind of the same thing with Serena, but every time I feel like Fred, because I want to see the good in Fred. I know I mentioned that last week. No, it's completely gone.
I know that spec, spec is gone.
But every time it happens, I'm like, oh, he's gonna like, he's a changed man. He got hurt.
But that's why Serena's probably okay with it.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, maybe.
And then you flashback to him shooting that woman in the woods, and I'm like, nope.
But he did it for the woman he loved.
Yeah, but she didn't need to go that far.
My little all heart mama was like, oh, they're going to dance. Because
oh, your pure heart thought that. And then he's like, shut the
door. I was like, he's kicking around.
I thought maybe he's going to be like, I'm tired. I'm going to rest.
And June essentially gets a nice little severance gift, essentially. She gets the white music box with the photo of her daughter inside, which we learn later in the episode that the photo's in there. You don't know right away. And a white rose. And were you looking up what roses were?
Yeah, the start of a new friendship, which I kind of knew that a little bit before. But yeah, the start of a new friendship is the color white. And so I was like, oh.
That's a little contradictory, though. Yeah. I'm like... Yeah, goodbye, but new friendship? A
little hopeful.
A little bit.
Yeah, go to your room, but here's a rose.
Yeah.
Something else to look at while you're counting the flowers on your bedspread or whatever. Right.
And then we continue the awkwardness. Eden welcomes Nick home. Honey, hi. I'm decorating for you. And but not really.
Not really.
It's so awkward. Yes?
Yes, because she's in these, like, oversized sweaters, too. And she's just like, meh, like she's drowning in them. You know, she weighs, like, 90 pounds. And she's like, I have yellow curtains. And I'm just, bye. Something's going to happen with her, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Something big.
What I notated in it while I was watching it is her insecurities are going to eat her alive. Yes. And then she is going to break something bigger than
someone.
A bomb. Yeah, that's why I said, like, something bigger than a bomb. I just see it because she's trying so hard. And, I mean, as humans, male or female, when you try so hard and you just can't get there, like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah. Like, try something else.
Opposite direction. You're not liking the nice, I'll try with the mean. It's only natural. But, she's going to break.
If he doesn't like yellow, I feel like she's going to go off the handle. She's going to be like, I said you could pick.
She's just trying to connect, and he's just trying to bolt out that door. I almost feel bad for her. I don't like her, but I feel bad for her as a woman who's married to this man that's not going to get love or any affection or anything like that. That you're just like,
I guess she didn't choose it, I guess. Nobody chose anything.
It's just so complicated.
Except for the commander.
But I don't like her, though.
I agree with you, though. Kind of filling her a little bit. Like, you want her to feel love.
Yeah.
And but you know, like her mom, because she's 15.
Yeah. Well, at 15, they want their little boyfriends.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But little boyfriend, Nick.
Yes. You
know? He's a
doesn't
man.
Doesn't even know. Janine and June, they're walking, and they're kind of having the movie jokes, which was so funny.
Yeah, that was really cute.
Those little moments.
Yeah.
They keep it, like, okay, this isn't totally the depths of hell. I guess we're, like, we're here.
You have to be able to laugh at it, otherwise you'll go insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
They talking kind of at the grocery store, and Janine being the optimist. She's like, well, at least I don't have to do blowjobs. It's just a ceremony.
She's like, the easy way out, ladies. Let's go.
Yeah, and I was like, how loud are you talking? Once again, the people talking in the rooms, like, too loud. I'm like, how loud are you talking?
Yes.
Like, poor Janine, though, I feel like she's that... because I truly think, which I know I'm not the only one, that she's obviously has some mental issues that aren't being addressed or aren't being cared for correctly. But
can you say trauma?
Exactly. little PTSD going on. But it's so funny because you know how similarly to older people, like, you know, when you get a certain age, it's like you could just say whatever the heck you want.
She has that.
And they'll just be like, God, she's old. She's crazy. I feel like people are just kind of
that way.
Janine.
Just letting Janine.
Let her be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll get to know her. She's the crazy lady in town.
Oh, the security. She's like, I got it.
I got it. She's fine.
Yeah.
But Emily was not having it.
No, she's loud enough that Emily walks up, and I love her. Well, being raped is not a blessing.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you, Emily.
Yes, thank you for bringing us back there.
Back to reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then points out, though, that June is thinking about, and then points out in her head, staying in Gilead long enough, and it starts to eat you from the inside out and force you to kill from the inside out as well.
I agree.
I mean, yes, she helped the commander with Serena, but she's playing the long game that I don't think that's quite the betrayal, though, that she's internalizing.
I don't know. I think just her having a relationship with Serena, she probably, that she's not talking to her friends about necessarily. Like, hey, I have this new friend. We're writing right together and having tea. So I think she just feels like Emily's that strong, you know, resistant person the way that Moira is. And she's not, she can't be that strong.
No.
But she's got to take care of herself. So
true.
Yeah.
We get the baby ambulance and everybody's reaction immediately, kneeling everyone, no matter who they were, male, female, because there were some other people in this store that went down. And Janine obviously then freaks out because they suggest that it's her baby, Charlotte, or Angela.
Okay. Yeah, the whole time I'm like, Charlotte is Angela. Charlotte is Angela. Yeah. They kept saying both names. I'm like, just call her one name.
Yes.
Freaking me out.
And then when June tells her, like, calm down, she kind of retorts, you just sound like that. You sound just like them. It's like, oh, rub some salt on that wound. It's like,
it's a low blow, Emily.
And then we learned that, though, for sure, because also we had Serena going to check on the baby. But we know baby Angela's not doing well. But law or no law, I'd do whatever I could to save my baby. Ooh, June knows how to work Serena's little motherly instinct that might be there.
But yeah, I think it's there for sure. And someone in the chat mentioned this too, Serena, the fact that she, you know, was shot.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't confirmed or not. And so, you know, we always thought, okay, she can't have babies. And that was really a topic of discussion. I'm trying to give a shout out to the person who said it, but sorry. Cat 90001. But saying that Serena may be fine with the whole handmaid idea, you know, until she got shot in the abdomen and now can't have kids. But I feel like that piece, as long as June keeps tugging, will eventually, like, break. And you kind of see throughout the episode that everyone's just slowly but surely, like, breaking the law. Yes. And then those kind of come together and strengthen numbers. And it's kind of like,
they're getting comfortable.
Yeah, they're getting comfortable. Yeah. But it's almost like, okay, I have something on you, you have something on me, so we...
Yeah.
We gotta stick together, because if I fail, you fail.
Go both down in flames.
Right. I feel like Serena looks up to June a little bit. I think she, like, knows the person she was before a little bit, and she's, like, wants to impress her, or in some weird way.
That or rather, Serena looks up to June because June is still resisting, and Serena's not.
Yes. That's what
she wants to.
She recognizes that strength in herself that she misses, for sure. She's like, dang it, I can't
I don't
want
to knit.
Yeah. We find out that there is a possibility to save the baby, but it's a female doctor. Such a travesty.
I know. My husband even looked at me. He's like, man, women can't even be doctors in this world. Like, what?
Can't even save a life.
To save people?
Like, and Fred says, no.
Yeah.
We're just going to pray.
Yeah. Pray. We can pray.
Nothing against the power of prayer, but when you have an able, skilled doctor who can do something, that's the power of prayer. You were given the doctor.
I was about to say, it's prayer is definitely a must for me anyway, but prayer and action. And medicine. I love that June said, and it kind of reminded me when June was like, oh, well, I'll just be sure to pray then. When she was like, you know, what can I do? Blah, blah, blah. It reminds me of all of the people that say and post all of these pictures on Instagram whenever something tragic happens, like, oh, pray for blank.
Which is very current events for a while now, sadly.
Right,
We're just going to pray for them. So are you going to do anything? You're going to call legislation?
Needs a little action, too. Yeah,
marches, like, NRA. Something.
Need action, too.
For
sure.
Then Serena does go, though, to Putnam and his wife, and asks and requests that Janine see the baby. Did you think they were going to agree?
I thought
Who would agree first?
I thought that the dad would have been fine with it, because he was kind of lenient with Janine in the first place. So I figured he was... Plus, he just seems like an unhappy, weird man anyway. So
and
I feel
his
like
wife
he's just kinda
is
like,
a
meh.
Bitch.
She sucks.
I feel like because of that, he's just floating in the wind. He's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. like, Serena, how are you friends with this woman? She
can't be the
sucks.
Worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then Aunt Lydia does show up with Janine and talks to June. And she's like, well, if you break her, I'm going to hold you responsible. But June, again, being the bigger person, I will hold myself responsible, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aunt Lydia, who almost stoned you to death. Like, how I just, that moment was so strange for me, because I was like, oh, are you going to hold yourself accountable for literally almost having us all
right.
stone her?
Well, that's like the earlier time where she's like, I just want to keep your girl safe from harm.
It's like,
what?
Oh, yeah. That's the record scratch, too. It's like,
yeah, no. Aunt Lydia, no. Which also, side note, in Hereditary, she's
in it. Oh
my god,
so good.
And Joan. I didn't like it. But I like that she
Carrie,
was in
we'll
it.
We'll talk about
it
later.
I was like, it's Aunt Lydia. I don't
trust
her. I know,
that's what I said. I was like, Aunt Lydia!
And then, but June makes a comment of Janine deserves this, and she at least deserves honesty. Which,
basic human thing.
It's free, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who thought that baby seemed really small in the chamber, and then when they're holding it, it's a normal size baby?
I was like, how long is... Didn't she almost, like, throw her off the bridge, like, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
And the baby was, like,
it looked like a preemie baby in there.
Come on, she was sick.
Did she shrink?
No, but when they held it, it's a normal size baby.
Yeah, and then at the end, it was even more normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the rap, guys. Come on.
We'll children on set. That. Hours they can be on set. I don't
but
know.
But they could have made a better doll to be bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
It looked so tiny when I first saw
it.
What happened to your baby? So we meet Dr. Hogson, who's Martha, who's also a woman of color and a dark woman of color, too, that they made a successful...
Come on, girlfriend.
That's awesome.
Which, again, is a show that they have that, but then they don't address it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. However, I think we get a little bit of that, her acting, when she gets to touch the lab coat again.
I'm going to cry. It was amazing.
Goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now.
It was one of the best moments I've ever seen in television. Like, I was just like... That it was so simple, but it was just like this life, and she took it for granted. I guarantee every day when she went to that job, she took that, getting that on, just putting it on her routine, and then you get it back. It's like,
and I love the gentleman that was praising her.
Yes,
and he was like, "We met at the OCOG meeting, and it was just so beautiful."
And she's like, "Can we stop the pleasantries?"
Right.
Ugh.
I kick her in the shin.
Yeah, yes. I was like, give her a minute.
Yeah, give her a second.
30 like, seconds. Her... Come on. Yeah, exactly.
And like you said, they don't address it. And I mean, to be honest, this show really could have a little bit more diversity. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's only like two black handmaids that we see, maybe.
That's true.
You know, and Moira is not in the picture right now. So, I mean, that was a moment. So I feel like she definitely deserved a little bit more... give her her time.
Yeah, and that actress was great.
So good. Such a short role, but stood out so much. Yeah, it's interesting because we've definitely talked about race before on this show, for sure. And in the book, in case people didn't know, essentially Gilead's all white people.
Yes.
There's no question everybody in there is white. Either everybody's left or they've died. So, or been killed. So it's interesting that the show is like, well, we'll have diversity, but then it's this weird elephant in the room that they don't talk about. And...
Because it's a necessity for TV, especially like right now. I know the book is very specific on that, but...
I think it's great, but then it's like, can we get a little more context? Or this woman...
Mix it up a bit. Like, give a story behind it.
Yeah, I feel like Nick is something. Like, he has...
He's ethnic-ish.
Yeah, he's ethnic-ish. I don't know what...
Yeah.
But Margaret Atwood did say she enjoys that there is more diversity in the show.
Yeah.
She kind of wishes that was a part of the book.
In a practical sense, it almost makes sense if they made their little utopia that they kicked everybody out. And it's, depending on how big it is, you kind of go, okay, well, that makes sense. But as a television show, it's more interesting to see the diversity. And I wish we gotten maybe a little more with the Doctor, or maybe she'll come back, or other characters like that. And I don't know what would have made it more obvious. I don't know if Serena maybe would have been surprised, or did she just was surprised as a woman?
Surprised as a woman, yes, but I feel like that little, I mean, they could have entered a little plug, like, where she was. Maybe she was in another city, or maybe she was in, I mean, because, yes, we have this city, and, I mean, if there's a utopia, I think all races should be, you know, flaunting in the utopia, but, you know, that's just me. Have little, you know, mixed babies running all around the place, but, you know, be like another me. But I feel like they could have said, oh, we got her from this city mm-hmm. and captured, like, we went beyond the walls of, you know, into this utopia or, you know, something like that.
It's more of a dystopia.
Yeah.
For most everybody.
Very good.
Well, the interesting thing, too, with her is, so we get that and the other doctor knowing her, but I'm like, wait, sorry, I'm like, I had it and I lost it. Just kidding.
It's okay.
But it's nice to at least have that, and they at least casting-wise chose mm-hmm. that woman, and her acting was phenomenal, so
yes.
Regardless of what she looks like, that was great, too. Then we hop over the super creepy moment, which you kind of touched upon earlier, mm-hmm. Fred going into June's room and opening it with the cane, too.
Oh,
like, pushing it open. Mm-hmm. He's like, knock, knock. But he finds the box and the flower. Do we think he cares?
Oh yes. He cares.
Oh, yes. 100%. Because, I mean, if anything, mm-hmm. that was his sign of... they're coming together to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. He starts... wheels start turning, and he's like, what is this? Mm-hmm. What has been going on when I wasn't here?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like that.
Yeah, he sees that friendship, and he's like, well, yeah, they're two strong, very strong women. And obviously, he knows from history... we have a lot of fight in us, mm-hmm. so...
yeah, another woman almost blew me up.
Right.
So, I better watch out.
He's like, dang, if I got a bomb to deal with, what these ladies capable of?
Seriously. Yeah. So, that didn't take me out, so...
Leave your comments down below. How much are we thinking... how creepy is Fred, and how much do we think he's, like, noticing the box and the flower mm-hmm. and what he thinks about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we get more, possibly it's bad news. So, that scene, too, of, like... them coming in, but we don't know what they're saying, which is very real hospital experience of you just going,
yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
And possibly has given up, and Serena is pissed, which I kind of like that she was mad. Like, you've given up? But the doctor, oh, I don't know what that accent was. the doctor kind of says, I've done everything I could. There's nothing to be done.
I love that she's like, I am the best.
Yeah, I am the best. Or I was.
I'm rusty.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
And they can't quite figure out what's wrong. And so then June suggests, well, let's let Janine, like, do you want to be able to say goodbye? And do, you know, and then that's the moment when they go into the room, like, do you want to kiss her goodbye? And they essentially are like, do whatever you want. Baby's going to die.
They don't, I just think that the mom never bonded with that baby.
Mm. Oh, never.
Oh, no,
it's a doll for her.
And they set that up nicely.
And not just that, like, we saw her frustration that from
it's crying.
Dealing with a sick baby, I'm not a mother, but from friends, and I mean, it's just babysitting. If the baby cries because it's hungry for crying out loud, you kind of have this mini freak out when you're not a parent, when you haven't connected to that baby and gave birth. Heck, even when you did, you freak out.
Yeah.
So, we saw how frustrated she was when she was sick. Obviously, baby Angela, Charlotte, I refuse to call her Angela, baby Charlotte didn't get the care that she needed. And it's essentially, to me, it's her fault.
Like, Oh, yeah.
She might never held it.
It's not genetics. And I know that they would probably just blame that on, we had an unfit handmaid or whatever the case.
Oh, yeah,
it's
they would.
It's in the genes.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it all day. But yeah, it's... that got under my skin. It really got under my skin. If baby Charlotte would have died, if I was Janine, I probably would have taken them out.
Like, I know, I would have been like, what can I use here in this hospital?
Right. She also is like, I'm at the end of my rope, so she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
So when June does the reach, Janine thinks to touch, which she already did anyways, who was surprised or who called it that Mother's Touch would be the win?
Oh, I knew it from...
Oh, yeah. Called it all day. Yeah.
I was like, I've never had a baby. I'm not around babies. But I knew, that's going to be it. How backwards are these people that it's like, duh.
It's so funny because there's a Grey's Anatomy episode, season 2. And my husband's like, please don't quote that you think that this is like a real thing. I'm like, hey, listen, it worked. But there was like twins that weren't getting better in separate incubators.
Put them together.
And they put them together. And then they start, because it's the bonding. It's the, you know.
Yeah.
And thank you,
Jessica. It happens.
It's so good.
You know what?
It's been a while since I watched the show. I liked it when I watched it, though.
After season 4, it's not good. Sorry, but.
It's like the car accident thing. That's about when I
trail. When you drifted.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, we'll talk after.
I agree. Just like one more point on that. I feel like... because my husband just like mentioned that, you know, we've been married for 3 years, whatever, that time might come. But, you know, when you're planning for things, you think of all these ridiculous things that they say.
Yeah.
causes you, my goodness, to have a happy, healthy baby. It's like, you can't, you know, get it on whenever you're mad. Or, you got to be at this particular position or in this particular mood or time of your life. Yeah. I kind of weirdly, strange, like, call me weird, but I really believe in that sort of thing. So
the
twins coming together or the mood and the place, the space mindset that you're in whenever you, you know, conceive, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The baby, it sticks. I think so.
It probably felt totally not loved.
Yeah. Are there any other weirdos, you know, that might think that too? Because I feel like Carrie and
I think that 100%. I brought up the Grey's Anatomy thing.
The skin thing, I totally knew that. And I went and looked articles. I'm like, I was curious on like the actual science of it. And I found a few articles, and like one of them is literally the mother is a heater, so it keeps the baby warm. Mm-hmm. Baby hearing the heartbeat again helps regulate the baby's heartbeat and breathing, because then it's feeling that as well. Mm-hmm. And having that warmth and comfort, and this is more like newborns, like they were saying now, articles I found. they're finding that hospitals are encouraging mothers to like skin-on-skin touch, because then it is an easy transition from out of the womb, because then it's a similar like holding breathing and still hearing the mother's heartbeat. And there's a few other things too. But I was like, that's cool.
Come through with the facts.
Not helping my baby fever.
Right?
That I have right
Come
now.
Through with the facts, Carrie. That's what I mean.
So I was not surprised.
Oh, it's called kangaroo care is what Mama Otter says.
Thank you, Mama Otter.
Dogs pick up the bad vibes too. I know my dog picks up bad vibes for
They're
sure.
They're like, ooh, you're in a mood.
Yeah.
Then we get Serena and June when they're back home. They're kind of civil because they've gone through this, like, it's awkward. Both called in by the commander. And Serena's like, don't worry, I got this. Nick and June get kind of a quick little hand touch. And Fred finds out about Serena and forging his signature. Not happy about that. He does not forgive her transgressions. I'm old.
So
and then
horrible.
Finds out about all the memos, and Serena kind of has a good point. Well, I've done it before. That was then. And
this is when my heart rate, it's rising now.
Right?
It's
and
rising now.
They do the, oh, well, his also like gaslighting reverse psychology there. Oh, yeah, I just burdened you with too much responsibility.
Oh, and that's when it hit. Oh. That's when the bomb
and I love the way they filmed that, because Serena was facing and he was just creepily right behind her. And it was just like,
And you need to make amends. I liked her. What do you mean make amends?
Yeah.
Who saw what he did next coming?
I did not know.
No, I didn't see that, but I saw a beating. But not like a child, which, I mean, no beating is a good beating, but,
I knew it was, I don't know, I didn't think he was going to hurt June because of the baby.
Right, yeah.
But I didn't know if maybe he was going to make June hurt Serena. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Something.
That has been done in things before, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think, viewers out there and people in the chat, we're never surprised by the horrible things Fred does, but were you surprised on what direction that took and how they did it? Because the other thing I was noticing, the way she gets in position, this has happened before.
Yes.
A lot.
Good point.
Yes. Because she assumed the position of, like, hands, lean, ready.
Yeah, she knew when that chair came out.
Yeah.
Like, for a second, I thought that, but then I took away from that. I actually was like, no, she helped write this. I feel like she got in position because she helped write this punishment. Like, in my mind,
maybe, yeah.
You know, they had to go through and they had to write out all of the laws and, okay. What happens when they break the laws?
So you don't think it was necessarily a thing between them?
No.
But like,
I don't think, in my mind, I felt, okay, she's assuming this position because
that was something in the laws.
She wrote it. And in my mind, I'm like, you know what?
I could see it either way.
Yeah.
I could see it either way.
Leave your comments down below. Yeah. Is this something that Fred and Serena had as their history? Because it totally feels like a domestic violence thing that she does it. Mm-hmm. Especially that scene when she's upstairs and June kind of goes to her and asks, do you need help? Mm-hmm. And she's kind of, examines herself. And I think that's why she has so much like self-hatred, because she's allowing this to happen because she's such a strong woman. Yep. And then she's letting this guy do this to her. Mm. And I thought this might explain her violent outbursts at other people.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I think it all triggers. Everything's like bubbling at the surface.
Yes. I think she's just battling a mistake. Because, I mean, you know that feeling when you do something wrong and it's kind of like you're so disappointed in yourself. Mm. And that feeling of
Yeah.
Well, thinking she was making progress.
Yeah, thinking that she was making progress. And on
stupid woman. Why did I think I could do that?
Yeah. This and this scene, I know a cat in 9001 said she thought Fred was going to break her hand, and Laura Jane said Fred couldn't smack her face or anywhere to be seen. It had to be on her back or anything covered to protect the image or maintain the image of a quote perfect house. So, and then A Perfect Bliss agrees with you and says he has definitely done it before. The difference is that she was humiliated in front of June. So,
that's a bigger point, too. Yeah, that June had to, and he made her watch. And how they did that edit of the hits, like on June.
Well, it's like when Serena was dropping the needle and making June pick it up, it was an exact flip of that.
That is a good call out. I didn't even catch that. But the editing, I was listening to it a second time in the car, and so I had the volume turned all the way up, and the bass, I jumped and had to turn the volume. I was like, oh my God, this is too much. I can't do it.
Something also not quite as nerve-wracking, but still was like, oh shit, was Nick and Eden. Oh, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I was tidying things up and the letters are out. Do we think she read them?
Yes, of course.
They looked the same, like probably the same way. I think she read the at least the top.
Yeah.
One.
What do you think? Leave a comment down below. Yeah. I think I agree with maybe she skimmed the top, but it did look too perfectly put together. Unless she did spend the time to put it back together, which I believe she could because she's bored, nothing to do.
She has nothing but time. And you know, when your kids Christmas presents, you practice very easily how to put that tape exactly where you found it. So yeah, that's a really good point.
Also, Nick's kind of creepy. He's like never. Touch my things. I'm like, ooh, he hasn't been scary, but
he's getting that
rightfully so.
He's getting that Fred training. Mm-hmm.
Laura Jane says, I don't think Eden knows how to read.
could be.
She's 15.
That's why they have, remember the grocery store, it's pictures, not words.
Yes.
On items. Yeah.
Well, she says, and that's where their tokens. It's against the law.
Yeah. It's against the law for them to read. And she's
good
young.
Point. Because Fred read the Bible when they did those ceremonies way back when.
Mm-hmm.
She's a threat.
Good point.
Eden's a threat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
More
and more. So June going to the commander to apologize was a very interesting and loaded scene. Because also on her way there is a quote that has been said, I have heard this present day. You've probably heard this present day. Men are afraid women will laugh at them. Women are afraid men will kill them. Slight difference.
So interesting.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how different, how women and men treat fear.
Yes.
And that's men's fear.
Mm-hmm. And then.
That's a perfect quote.
June also mentions that she's like, I thought there were still some secret spaces, but apparently nowhere to hide do anything else. Mm-hmm. What do we think about that apology she had? And then at the very end, she has this smile that morphs into crying with the discordant music, and then that final shot of her in the center of a circle. A lot to unpack there. Thoughts?
Elizabeth Moss, I can't. She's just so good. her subtle, changes. I'm like, how do you do? Look in the mirror and just practice these, smiles to cries. I don't know how she does it. I think she is still trying to play on his small affection for her and be like, I have to keep him in my good graces if I'm ever going to get any information from him or get in his study again or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have to lure him in with my innocence and my little bit of, sexiness that he might find in me. So I think that's the way she came in the kitchen. Are you mad at me? It's like, that's the way she talks to him. She's playing
him. That's true.
Yeah. At first I thought, what? Are you kidding? guys know me, my WTF moment. But then I had to back up and say, okay, her pride, bigger picture. She doesn't care about a single soul, or shouldn't anyway, a single soul around her, bigger picture, Hannah and Luke. And so if she said in the episode, I'll do anything, that's her anything. If I have to apologize to this despicable, horrible scum of a person, then that's what it takes.
So. Yeah, and Midnight Luna says she was going to kill him right there.
Yes, right?
I'm down with you, Midnight Luna.
Yeah,
I would have to.
Do it.
This sequence of events was pretty intense. Please leave your comments down below what you thought of it, because it's definitely whoa, in the circle. Almost, things have come full circle.
Maybe I'm curious what that circle means.
Yeah,
you're right, it means something.
It was very specific.
What does it mean?
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts. And then the end, we do get something kind of happy. Janine is in her undergarments because skin on skin is close. I was wondering, though. I'm like, she could be naked.
I thought she was going to be naked. I thought she would, too. I was prepared. I was like, yeah, girl.
She's crazy that she would not care. Yeah, I was gonna do anything to save that baby.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then they're okay, and Aunt Lydia's happy too. And I'm going to go get the Putnams. Don't let them let her have some time with the baby.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah.
But now I'm really curious what's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do some predictions then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
TV predictions.
So, do we think Janine will stick around a little bit with the Putnams because obviously help the baby, and they might want to make sure it's okay for a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think so.
Absolutely. I think she's going to move back into the house, and I don't think Mrs. Putnam wants to do anything more than, like, maybe dress the baby up and take it outside to show off.
Because before they mentioned that the handmaids stay in the home for, like, almost the first 2 years, too, because it's they want to breastfeed the baby. And that's about the time, maybe up to three. I think it kind of depended maybe on the child. But obviously she kind of went cray-cray, so they had to get rid of her. But that could also be why the baby wasn't doing well.
Yeah, good point.
Any other predictions?
I just think Eden's going to...
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a blowout with her. And, I mean, part of what I was going to say in my news and gossip is that the EP creator, Bruce Miller, has said that June will have the baby at the end of this season. So we have five episodes to go to that. So she will be at 9 months at that point. So I'm curious how they're going to get there. Because how far along is she now? 5 months, maybe? 6 months?
When she came, it's hard to say because when she first came back, they're like, it's been 90 days. So she's like 3 months in. But the way time passes otherwise is super unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the moving of the baby. I know Janine said, you'll get there whenever, you know, the alien hand will come out. So that's
almost there.
Yeah.
Maybe she's at 5 or 6 now?
I was about to say, that's like 6 or 7. Yeah. So I'd say 6.
Pregnant ladies, please leave a comment. Yeah. I have no idea of.
So we have, five episodes until the delivery. So I just am curious how they're going to get there. But my eyes are on Eden like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do not trust that little girl. What are some of your predictions? Please comment down below on those. Also, we do have this as an iTunes podcast. I know some of you are probably watching or listening on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Hop on over there. Give us a rating. 5 stars, because 1 through 4 just don't work. let us know your thoughts on the show. And if you have friends who like podcasts, let them know about this as a podcast, because easy way to listen while you're driving or whatever, or doing your housework or at work.
just don't turn up your volume, because it'll, like, terrify you.
Any other comments in the chat before we get to news and segment?
So Lisa Powell says, I predict that this will be a turning point for Serena. Next episode, she gets an opportunity to rebel, and I think she will take it.
Yes.
And A Perfect Bliss says, what if Janine becomes a sister wife? That's kind of a pretty interesting turn. And if you have anything else.
Yeah, cool.
We'll do our special segment, which is our Resist Sister. And so that's somebody or a group of people that have stood out in recent news being some form of resistance. And Takira, I'll take that away.
Yes. Our Resist Sisters for the week are the women of UK. And I know that we have someone in the live chat from UK.
Woo! Welcome!
So, yay!
So yesterday on June 10th, over 100,000 ladies took to the streets and marched to celebrate 100 years of gaining the right to vote in the UK.
Yes.
That's absolutely amazing. The women cheered, sang, chanted in the streets, I'm loving this music, while also vowing to continue the struggle of true equality. So they held banners that read, a woman's place, which is so appropriate, so a woman's work here, a woman's place is in the boardroom, and equal seats, equal voices.
Mm-hmm.
So a really cool fact from that is that as the marchers gathered in the streets, they were handed free scarves in the suffragette colors. 400,000 were handmade from specially dyed cloth in India, just specifically for the event.
Aww.
And they choreographed so that from above, the colors form one giant banner.
Oh, that's
yay.
So cool.
Isn't that beautiful?
Super cool.
Oh, goosebumps.
So UK.
Congratulations, women of UK, 100 years and 100 plus more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then our news segment.
Oh,
you get special music.
I get music. All right. So I read two great Deadline articles. Deadline was on point this week. First one about the Emmy-nominated production designer Elizabeth Williams, who joined the season in season two. Ooh. So she took over for a different production designer. So they were asking her, what kinds of changes can we see in Gilead in season two? And she basically was saying that she wanted to respect what was already there as far as the sets that were already created, but expanding into the colonies. We met more commanders. We went into their homes and we visit more hospitals. So there's a lot of really new great things that she's doing. We already talked about Bruce Miller talking about how June's going to have a baby. So can't wait for that. Another interesting takeaway from the article was that a Hulu exec talked about how the bonnets were not originally something they wanted. She said we had the debate and whether they were going to be, you know, covering the actresses' faces too much. And she said, imagine if we had stuck with the not wearing bonnets, we would have been idiots. So that
definitely
was
a great choice.
Yeah, they talked about maybe doing scarves, and they just say, you know, as costume designers, the costume designer said she's, you know, used to people saying, don't cover the real estate, don't cover the actor's face.
Oh.
So they,
well, that's
you know,
why they, like, the bonnets that they wear all the time still show their face, and then the wings hood thing.
The wings.
The bigger one. Now, that one makes sense when they're on public, because it is kind of like horse blinders of, you know, not letting them see or other people see them, which is creepy.
They said the actors definitely had to learn how to, like, cheat a little bit so that we could see
them. To look at each other.
I thought that was interesting that they almost didn't go with that. It's very iconic in the show.
It is.
Cool. Yeah. Any other thoughts on the episode?
I just, Serena, she's my girl right now.
I just want the best for her for now.
Yes. Everybody can turn. And Nick, too. Nick is, like, somebody I want to see more of.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I don't think that they can let Serena end being the bad guy. So I still have faith in Serena. That's in my predictions. I kind of said last week. But yeah, honestly, this is by far, even over the bomb episode, my favorite episode. Hands down.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
It was wonderful.
I don't want Serena to end the victim, but I want her to learn the error of her ways and admit, like, this was a horrible experiment. My bad. Mm-hmm. Women shouldn't be like this. Men shouldn't be like this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll go to the colonies for, like, a day and then be like, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
What if Fred, wouldn't that be crazy if Fred, like, punished her that way?
To send her to the colonies?
Yeah.
That is not impossible.
Yeah, because the other, didn't the other, Marissa Tomei's
the mother,
character?
Yeah.
Also, a couple of you on the previous video commented, and we mentioned a little bit, the women they brought back from the colonies, they are around radioactive material. That could have permanently affect their bodies to get pregnant or affect their baby and pass that on.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Maybe we shouldn't send able-bodied women to the colonies. We shouldn't send any women there, but definitely not the ones who can have babies.
Did you give them a shot or something?
Yeah. Like,
they did kind of heal pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be
real.
We're
back.
They weren't there for a long... They weren't there for years. Like, imagine if they were,
true.
But...
That's true.
We don't know their exact... Because, well, we don't know exactly what it is and how it poisons them, but...
Yeah.
It's not good.
We don't know
that's
yet.
That's for sure. Any other comments or fan... in the chat that stood out?
No, it just everyone kind of rallying that a woman's place is in the Senate. So I really love that comment. But no, they're just going on. Cat 9001 to say that there's a video about the costume designer. So that's pretty cool. I know that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Everyone, thank you guys for the comments, because the live chat is blowing up.
Awesome.
So thank you. I love that they still allow us to see them afterwards. So
yes thank
kudos
you
to you guys and everyone watching the 66 and listening to on iTunes. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for tuning in, joining us in the live chat, and again, no worries if you are watching it later, please comment down below. And I know we air this in a weird schedule to Hulu, but that's just our scheduling now how we're doing it. So I just wait till Monday to watch it, but I know it's really hard to wait, but
over the weekend, I'm like,
I watched it last night and I was like, I couldn't wait another day.
So that's my only suggestion of how to make that duration a little easier to digest. But again, thank you so much for watching. Where can they find you all to continue the discussion?
Yes, you can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre.
You can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 or on Twitter at LeslyPowers15.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane, as KARIDLANE. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.